And we are live on the Jordan Bertrand pod, on the A Word with Bird podcast, the podcast formerly known as the Jordan Bertrand podcast. I don't know if you're looking at your screens or not, but as you can see, we had a name change. While I do love and admire my own name, as everyone else does of their own names, I thought, you know, it might be kind of fun to just, you know, switch things up a bit. A Word with Bird, it's classy, catchy, and not only that, but I can continue to call it a podcast formerly known as the Jordan Bertrand Podcast. Plus, the album art still has the old name, so it's basically like I have two names now. And the only thing better than a podcast with one name, you guessed it, it's a podcast with two names. So that's what we're doing now. It's A Word with Bird podcast. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers, tell your dog, your cat, listen together, grab someone off the street, you know, that homeless man, you give him a quarter, make sure you give him a tip too. And that tip is to listen to the Word with Bird podcast. You can search Spotify, Apple, all these things. You can search A Word with Bird. You can search Jordan Bertrand. You can search Jordan Bertrand podcast. And my animated face will pop up. Some of you guys, the loyal listeners, may know this. You know what? Let's start with some shout outs first. So for those of you that have listened before, you know that we sometimes have some shout outs. Normally we shout out any kind of donors that we have, or anybody that suggests things to the podcast. So if you want a shout out at the beginning, or if you want to, you know, hit that donate button, hit that like, I guess you can't like, right? Hit the 5 stars, leave a review. If you do any of those things, I will shout you out on this podcast. That way, whenever you show your mom the podcast, you can be like, hey mom, look, that's my name. They're talking about me. They're talking about me on A Word with Bird podcast. So we'll just get right into it. We had a donation from Adam Sobel. He is a loyal listener, big fan of the show. Let's see here. Aubrey Humphrey. Yes. Aubrey, I made a trip down to Corpus, and he was very adamant that I continue with the podcast game. So some of those people that know, they know that I haven't released a podcast in quite some time. Grant Meckes actually called me the other day. I answered the phone. I said, hello, Grant Meckes, my acquaintance. And he said, September 17th. And I said, what? And he said, September 17th. And I said, what are you talking about? And then again, he said, September 17th. And I'm like, all right, man, I get it. Like, what's going on? And he says, September 17th, that's when you last put out a podcast. And I said, wow, I didn't know that that people were paying this kind of attention, you know? And so for that reason, I'm back. You guys can all, let's give a moment of noise. For Grant Meckes. If you guys could just clap to yourselves, I'll give you a second. I guess I can clap along with you. Ready? One, two, and... A clap for me is a clap for the pod. Alright, so yeah, claps for Grant Meckes. Thanks for keeping on track of things. You are one of the reasons that I'm back this week for this fantastic, glorious solo pod. On a Monday afternoon, it's been a good break. As you guys may have remembered, I've been working on the whole real estate license. Because of my hiatus from the pod, I was able to get a lot done. I completed my online course. I submitted like some applications. I paid for some stuff, and now basically all I have left to do is take the licensing exam and get my fingerprints taken. Very official stuff. I'm basically joining the CIA or the FBI. Something similar to that. So, really big moves being made. Pretty exciting stuff. And you guys are here to hear it first. Along with all of those things, we have entered the month of October. Tis the season, and the season is spooky. Tis spooky season. So, you guys know what comes with October. You get Halloween. You get leaves falling, crunching beneath your feet. The weather gets a little chilly. We got some cold fronts. We've got some, maybe some snow's falling. Maybe some hail's tapping your window. Maybe you got some new shoes. Some new shoes to weather the storm. Some new boots. Maybe you're busting out the Uggs for the first time in a while. Maybe you're getting yourself slipped into some leggings, and you're going down to local Starbucks, and you know what you're ordering? You're ordering a pumpkin spice latte with extra whipped cream, because that's what season it is. It is season of spooky. So here on Spooky Season Podcast, we're here to talk about all things spooky. Some other things that come with spooky season that I hadn't really, I mean, I've noticed this in the past, but I hadn't really paid as much attention to it, is the beer festivals. Spooky season is synonymous with beer festival. If you look up in the dictionary, spooky season, October, fall, if you look up any of those words, you will see next to it the word Oktoberfest or the many variations. I'm sure we know of Wurstfest in New Braunfels. I took a trip to Surftoberfest in Corpus Christi. Great time. Shouts out. And there, I mean, I can't even imagine how many more there are. I might even give that a quick little Google. What would I Google? How many beer festivals? German festival. Beer festivals? I'm not sure. But basically, this begs the question, what is the German obsession with drinking beer, specifically in the month of October? So, actually, yeah, check this out. So you can go to beerfest.com. Beerfests.com, and you can actually find all of the beer fest in the area. So, San Antonio Beer Festival, Saturday, October 19th. Best Little Brew Fest in Texas. Hey, that's Louisville, Texas. For those Dallas listeners, Saturday, October 19th, if you want to go hang out in Louisville, the Best Little Brew Fest in Texas is hanging out. The Katy Sip and Stroll in Katy, Texas, November 2nd. These are all just things that are going on. That's pretty crazy. But yeah, so those are some that, you know, I had never even heard of. So obviously there's some kind of obsession with beer. And so, this being the Word with Bird podcast, I can't just leave you guys helpless to the lack of knowledge of why that is the way it is. So, we've done a fact of the pod before, or maybe we haven't, but I'm going to give you a couple facts about Oktoberfest and the origin of Oktoberfest. You too can look this up. I think I just typed in origin of Oktoberfest, and I probably clicked the first link available. Anywho, Oktoberfest, with a K, October, began on October 12th, get this, 1810. You guys don't even remember 1810. It was crazy back then. We were all on MySpace still. It was a long time ago. You probably still had long hair with bangs, and you were wearing skinny jeans. That's how long ago this was. So, October 12th, 1810, it began with the marriage of Crown Prince Ludwig, who later became King Ludwig I, his marriage to Princess Teresa von Sachsen-Hildburghausen. If you want me to spell that, then let me know and I'll text you what it's spelled like. But that's Princess Teresa von Schaschen Hildenberghausen. I think I said it better the second time. This was celebrated in Bavaria, which I thought was in Canada. Turns out it's in Germany. But on October 17th, this was 5 days after the marriage, a large fest was held in front of Sindlinger Tor, which was one of the gates leading into Munich. Included in the festivities, they had horse races, and this basically, or yeah, I guess that was basically all it was originally, horse races. So why there aren't still horses in Oktoberfest, I don't know. That might be a nice touch. It might also be a dangerous touch. Things to consider. I don't know. You give, you lose balance. But it was basically horse races. Became known as Oktoberfest custom, lasting until 1938. Isn't that crazy? That's over 100 years of festival celebrating basically the marriage of these two people. I mean, imagine if your marriage was that monumental, that they had a festival, and then everybody forgot about why they were doing their festival. That's basically a lot of holidays.
I mean,
right? I can't think of a specific holiday that we don't remember why we celebrate, but I'm sure you can think of some, and you're probably thinking of them right now. So, basically this lasted for 100 plus years of them just celebrating stuff. In 1811, which was, what was that? It was about, I guess, 8 years after this festival. No, that's not right. Oh, yeah. 1811, that was a year after this marriage happened. The agricultural fair was added. And by 1818, which was, you know, I think if I did the math right, was 7 years after the agricultural was added, they added beer pubs, which were included along with performers. It became a great tourist attraction and a way for visitors to learn about Bavaria and its people. So, I don't know much about the Bavarians. Perhaps someone out there knows more than me. But it seems as though this wedding celebration turned into a beer fest in around 1818. And they've been doing it all the way through 2018, which is, you know, very impressive, to say the least. I mean, if you've got all these festivals, no one even knows what we're doing for them. We're just, it's just an excuse, I guess, to drink in the fall of every year, therefore. They end up moving this festival September because it was cooler, all kinds of things. Or the weather was milder. Yeah, that makes more sense. In 1887, they started wearing the lederhosen and dirndls. Dirndls. I think that's maybe the dress the girls wear. I don't know. D-I-R-N-D-L-S. That N's probably silent, right? Dirndls. Yeah, that makes more sense. Dirndls became traditional guard of the attendees. The festival traditionally began with the parade. Started just before noon. Included the mayor, other civic leaders, horse-drawn brewer's carts, bands, townspeople wearing their costumes. So they're already. So I guess this was actually a costume thing, which is funny, because I bought lederhosen on Amazon, specifically for Wurstfest, and then some things fell through. Benjamin Shepherd, you know, we made these plans, and then all of a sudden he's like, hey, I can't do these plans. And so now I'm just a guy with lederhosen, and now I have to be a Oktoberfest man for Halloween. It's unfortunate, but that's what happens. But anywho, Oktoberfest, truly amazing, and that is going to be your fact of the pod, otherwise known as a FOP. In other news, this podcast has disseminated so much knowledge, inspired so many people, and brought so many smiles to so many faces, that there are people that are starting their own podcasts. As you may know, Lynn Haas was on the show not too long ago. He has gone on to create his own podcast. I don't know if he has any episodes or anything, but his podcast is titled Duck Tea. I think he's using the same application as me, the Anchor app. But you can definitely check out Duck Tea. I'll give you some updates on this podcast when that comes out. And if you haven't listened to it yet, maybe go back and listen to the episode that has him on it. I went through and I cleared out some of the episodes, so they're all renumbered, so I actually can't tell you which number it is specifically. But, you know, Anchor's a fantastic app. He's having fun with his podcast creation. He sent me some art. He sent me some ideas he had. But, you know, definitely take a look at starting a podcast if you have any interest at all. Before we continue into spooky season, let's clear a quick word from our sponsor. And we are back to the Spooky Season podcast. We've talked about Oktoberfest, we talked about starting your own pod, we talked about all the great things that come with fall. You know, you got the Cowboys losing football games, you've got the Stars starting to play, you've got all these things happening all at once. It can be pretty overwhelming, you know, and with all of that, they just tack on celebrations like Oktoberfest and the opening of dove season and Halloween. Next thing you know, it's Thanksgiving Day and you're back at your grandma's house eating cranberry and pumpkin pie. You know, all these things are happening. I do most of those things. I actually ventured into dove hunting for the first time this year. I went over to the old academy. I bought myself one of them hunting licenses, and what do they call it? The Supermax, the Super. I think that's a prison. The Suez Max. That's a ship. It's the. They call it something, but it basically covers everything that you could want to kill, essentially. In season, and so basically I can shoot like whatever I want except ducks. You have to pay like an extra $100 to shoot ducks, which is crazy, but I'm about it. I support the ducks. Anywho, on occasion I'll go over to my buddy house, Chase Embry. We know who that is, and he's got this big front yard essentially, and you can just shoot dove right where you're standing. And I, unfortunately, I haven't shot one yet. Is this because of my lack of coordination? Probably. Is it because I'm not a great shot? I could also contribute to that. Is it because it's my first, second, or third time? Maybe so. Maybe so. You know, so these are things I might need to work on. Nonetheless, we have, I think, collectively... Which, like I just said, I haven't done anything. So, collectively, I think we've shot 5, maybe? Something like that. But, let me tell you what I am good at. And that is cooking said dove. So, Chase will cut them up. I actually haven't watched the process. I need to watch how exactly it's done. But maybe I'll give that to you next time. But... This the dove seasoning process is going to dip us into the ROP, which is the recipe of the pod. So let's say you got your two little dove breasts, right? Two little tiny dove breasts. And let's say you want to season them and you want to cook them. Essentially, I guess you could probably cook these in the oven. Maybe you could probably cook them on a skillet. You could probably cook them in the microwave, maybe. My preference is to grill, and what we did was original recipe. I think we did. If you've never gotten the Fiesta seasonings from HEB or Walmart, I highly suggest you try them. Fiesta Uncle Chris is one of the best ones. It's like Uncle Chris's burger and steak seasoning, or maybe just Uncle Chris's steak. I don't recall. But it's like a gray, light gray seasoning. Really good stuff. It's great on everything. And one of my faves for, I mean, it'll go on eggs, it'll go on chicken, it'll go on steak, burgers, all of that. So I think the first recipe was a combination of that and maybe some Creole. Basically, I just try to find whatever seasonings are around. But the real ROP recipe of the pod is going to be this. So you take your dove breasts, you put them in a bag, and you put soy sauce in there. This soy sauce helps cover up kind of the gamey taste, but then also adds a nice flavor. In addition to that, you also put this Fiesta brand Uncle Chris's in there. Give it a nice little shake, and you just kind of let that sit overnight. So now, pull out your dove, and you've got well-seasoned, marinated dove breasts. And then one of the times we did it, we wrapped those in bacon. So that's always a fun little way to do it. If they're tiny little breasts, then I think it's better on bacon. That way it's easier to grill. You know, nothing's falling through the grate. Or you can cook them over foil or something, kind of like you would with bacon. But really good stuff. I mean, like, really good stuff, especially with that marinade. The soy sauce, Uncle Chris, double combo, marinade. Great stuff. Truly inspirational. But, you know, all these things, fall is falling, rain is calling, and the pod just keeps on podding. We've got lots of new stuff coming. I think I'm going to try to get Arthur Dyer. You guys know the guy. DJ Ace Blackjack. Arthur Dyer III. Arthur Black, aka all these things. And you know, he's making music, he's recording stuff. If you're in the San Marcos area, you could probably hit him up. He does beats, he does some producing, he does recording, all this stuff. So, and I think he really pretty reasonable rates. But we're gonna try to get him on the next pod so we can talk about music and kind of his journey through that, and what it takes to do what you love in this world, those kind of things. And I'm just going to keep on podding. You know, I'm out here pursuing sponsorships and trying to bring the news and bringing good information. Me and Cinnabon, we actually had a short pitter-patter, a small little back and forth on Twitter. I'm not saying necessarily that Cinnabon's going to sponsor the podcast, but I can't say with 100% certainty that they won't sponsor the podcast. So, you know, if I play my cards right, I might be getting free Cinnabons, and you'll be hearing a weekly Cinnabon sponsorship. You know, I went ahead and I sent them a link to the pod. They didn't reply, but like I said, I mean, that doesn't, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. They could be listening to this episode, and you know, they might hear my soft, eloquent voice, and they may think that's what we need for Cinnabon. In the meantime, check out the new Cinnabon cookies. Pretty good stuff. I think it's just basically a chocolate chip cookie stuffed with Cinnabon. I looked it up, and I think they said that you could only get the Cinnabon cookies at their mall Cinnabon locations. I also looked it up, and I found that Schlotsky's is basically the only place that has Cinnabon. I guess the mall and Schlotsky's are like the official distributors of Cinnabon. They're like Cinnabon dealers. I don't know if Schlotsky's has these cookies, but next time you're out of Schlotsky's, ask about the Cinnabon cookies. I might even have it on the brand new Bird's Bites segment. So for Bird's Bites, every week, or every other week, or really whenever I feel like doing it, I will eat something during or before the podcast, and I will review it on the podcast. So some of the things I've eaten in the past are the Popeyes chicken sandwich. Really good, 10 out of 10. If it's still available, definitely go get one. I don't know if it'll be as good as the Gen 1 sandwiches, but it's still worth the try. Something else that I added to the Bird's Bites list is the Impossible Whopper. So that's something I'm going to give a whirl, and I will come back here and I will tell you how impossible it truly is. If you guys have any suggestions on things I should eat, you know, feel free to tweet me, DM me, text me, call me, but don't FaceTime. But yeah, message me, do whatever you want, suggest something, and I will go out and I will eat it. thanks to your donations, I can eat free for bird bites for a small amount of time, and I can basically try anything that you guys suggest. So far on the Birds Bites list, I've got the Impossible Whopper. I might think about adding the Cinnabon cookies, but another thing I'm definitely going to add, something I saw during College Football Saturday on a commercial, is a stuffed Cheez-It pizza. Is this a good idea? I don't think so. I think it's about as good of an idea as the KFC sandwich that has hot Cheetos on it. I think it was KFC. Maybe it was a different place. But some place, maybe it was Burger King. Burger King makes awful things. Some place had a hot Cheeto sandwich. And basically it's just a regular sandwich. They put hot Cheetos on it. Terrible, terrible idea. But there's going to be people that order it. And just like this is that stuffed Cheez-It pizza. If you saw the commercial, you know it looks like a pizza-sized Cheez-It, like a giant square. You cut this Cheez-It open, and it's full of pizza. It's like a giant Cheez-It calzone. I don't know. I don't know if it's one giant Cheez-It. For some reason, I recall four Cheez-Its inside of a box. I think it's really just a calzone, but Cheez-It flavored. I don't know. It looks crazy, and I'm willing to try it for you. I will sacrifice my taste, my happiness. I will sacrifice my stomach, all of these things for my loyal listeners. So look out for that. Next episode, we might have DJ, and we might have a stuffed Cheez-It pizza. Lots to look forward to, and that's for sure. We're going to keep this pod sewed short. So the last thing that I want to talk about before we get out is the show of the pod, or the shows of the pod, aka the SOPs. So we had our ROPs, which is the recipe of the pod. We had our FOPs, which was the facts of the pod. And you know, we had our JOPs, our jokes of the pod, and now I'm giving you your SOPs. This is a full course meal here on the A Word with Bird podcast, and let me just tell you what Bird's been watching. So, as I've mentioned in the past, I've got I've got the Netflix, I've got the Hulu, and I've got Amazon. Recently, I've come into be able to acquire ESPN Plus, as well as HBO, and I think that's it. I'm working on acquiring a Disney streaming service, Disney Plus, I think it's called, as well as Apple TV. So, if you guys have emails, passwords, whatever, if you want to donate to the pod in that way, I will certainly shout you out. You might even get a free t-shirt if and when those become available. But let me just tell you what I've been watching. I believe it's on Hulu. So they've got Wu-Tang, the infamous rap group from, I'm not sure when exactly. I wish I paid more attention because I would know the exact years. But Wu-Tang, rap group out of New York, they've got a whole show on them on Hulu called Wu-Tang, An American Saga. I believe is what it's called. They release new episodes every Wednesday. They're about an hour long. I think there are 8 or 9 episodes out right now. I'm pretty current, so I know all the stuff. But it's pretty interesting stuff. For one, it's entertaining. For two, it's, you know, based on true life, which I always, if you can combine a show that's both entertaining and based on reality, I'd say that's a winner. You know, which another reason I liked Mindhunter so much. If you haven't seen Mindhunter, go watch Mindhunter. But it's a pretty great show. I'd say it's definitely worth watching. A suggestion that came from Arthur Dyer, DJ, Arthur Black on SoundCloud and Apple, is Atlanta. You guys are probably familiar with Atlanta. That's the show that Donald Glover is in. I think he, like, writes it. Maybe he, I don't know. He does a lot of stuff. He acts in it, writes in it. Maybe he, I can't. Maybe he directs it. I don't know. He does all the stuff for that show. It's his show, basically. And at first, entertaining, kind of. The couple episodes were slow. And I just wasn't really... I wasn't completely sure about it. Wu-Tang, I'd give it the go-ahead first. But the reason I liked Atlanta is because I watched one episode, or maybe two episodes, three, and I just kind of felt like it was... if you go into it with an open mind, like kind of waiting to learn some kind of lesson, then I think that's what you can find. There's more meaning behind what's happening than maybe meets the eye, and I think there are some things to learn from it. I guess life lessons, something like that. Because each episode kind of, I think, means something. I would have to go back and kind of specify what it means, but I felt like I was learning something, and I kind of thought about the episode for the next day or two. So I mean, I think if the show can make you do that, that's pretty good. Some other shows that are coming out. You've got the new Breaking Bad. I think it's called El Camino. Maybe just Camino. I think it's El Camino. I actually didn't finish Breaking Bad. I got pretty far. But apparently this El Camino is based off of the last episode of the regular season. Where Jesse Pinkman... That is his name. Jesse Pinkman? Yeah. Drives away in El Camino out of the scene. And so I guess this is not a prequel. What's it called? Whenever it's not a prequel. A postquel? I know that's not right, but for the sake of time, it's a postquel. What's it? There's got to be a better word for that. It's a follow-up of sorts. I don't know. A postquel to that episode, El Camino. Probably worth checking out if you've seen the first one. I think I read that if you haven't seen the first one, you shouldn't watch this one because it won't make any sense. Another show that I heard some good reviews about is Goliath, which is I think about a lawyer or something. So Hoss, Landon, if you're listening to this, I know you're doing the law stuff, maybe check out Goliath. I'm sure maybe you've probably already seen it too. I've only seen two episodes of it, so I can't really say anything about it. I probably shouldn't be suggesting stuff that I haven't seen, but you know, that's how it goes in the podcast game. I'm just delivering content, and you guys are eating it up, you know, just eating it up, eating it like a stuffed cheese pizza. But those are going to be my sops. You got Wu-Tang and American Saga on Hulu, Atlanta, which is I think on Hulu and maybe HBO, I don't know. New Breaking Bad, that's got to be Netflix. Goliath, I think, is Hulu or Amazon. I don't know. These take small Googles, small efforts, in and out. Oh, you know what? That's going to be the QQOP. Quick quit of the pod. QQOP. I'm sure you've heard this if you've played in sports or whatever. I don't exactly remember who said it, but small efforts, day in and day out. Make a difference? Yeah. I mean, that's the gist of whatever it was. Success, that's what it is. So close. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. Robert Collier. C-O-L-L-I-E-R. Collier. Collier? Success. Q-Q-O-P. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. Robert Collier. Collier. Collier, Collier, probably Collier, I'm going to go with. Sounds a little funner, more fun. But yeah, that's going to be our QQOP. So you've got your SOPs, you've got your QQOPs, you've got your BOPs, TOPs, and flip-flops. And finally, I'm going to leave you with one last FOP, which is the fact of the pod. The only reason I'm leaving you with this is because I Googled it earlier, and I thought it was interesting. So, your last fact of the pod before we head out is this. Dolphins recognize and admire themselves in mirrors. Dolphins not only recognize, but they also admire themselves in mirrors. So, let's try to be more like dolphins today. Yeah. And let's try to be more like Robert Collier. All of these things. Thanks for joining me. Catch me next week or next month, whenever I post the next pod. And we got some good stuff in store for you. Farewell and goodbye.